Hello everyone and welcome to our Daily Manna. Please open our Bibles together in the book of Psalm, chapter 134, verses 1 to 3. The word of the Lord says, Behold, bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord, who serve by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the sanctuary and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, He who made heaven and earth. God bless us from the reading of His word. The deeply rooted Filipino culture has always upheld respect for elders, such as saying mano po or pang mang, bless my hand, as a way to receive a blessing from the elders. One gives their greetings by bowing towards the offered hand of the elders and placing it on their forehead. This gesture is usually done with their right hand. This person shows respect when speaking to their elders, asking for permission to initiate the gesture with pang or mang, bless my hand. This is often done when entering their home or upon seeing them. Once they are seen, one kisses their hand and looks at them with respect as they accept blessings and wisdom. It's not pleasant if one doesn't greet them or enter their home if they are not accustomed to this hand-kissing tradition. Respect for elders signifies the high value of family culture in the Philippines. Mano po is usually a response to God bless you. Therefore, this culture in the Philippines has not been lost to this day. As we learn from Psalm 134, this psalm is similar to the benediction at the end of our worship service. Therefore, it's very important for us to stay until the end of the service and not to leave hurriedly if we need the blessings of the Lord. We should wait until the service is complete to receive the Lord's blessing. It's a great loss if we don't receive His blessings because we are in a hurry. This order is necessary because we worship God, show Him respect, praise His name, and receive His blessings. In Psalm 134, we see how worshipers on a journey never forget God in their lives. These travelers ascend to Jerusalem to worship God, and there God blesses them. They are then invited to bless God in return. God continues to shower His gracious blessings on their lives. Therefore, many of us can understand what's happening in the world now. We can see with our own eyes the chaos, war, killing, evil, anger, poverty, terrible things, and the pain and suffering of people. All this can be confusing, but we know and believe that God works in the midst of all these flows, chaos, and events. We know that God loves us all through the cross. Therefore, our beliefs in God continues to see God's great blessings through the cross of Jesus Christ and respond. We as humans should make a slight difference by not speaking bad words, garbage, or insulting others. Our mouths should praise God, seek blessings, and not curse others. In Psalm, God speaks to us to lead a life blessed by Him, praising His name. When they first traveled to Jerusalem, they never forget God. Even if they continue to suffer, they always call, worship, praise, and sing to God. Instead of being stuck in that situation, they always seek the Lord's blessings in their lives. God changes their sadness, pain, and suffering into blessings. But if we first look at the situations, struggles, and difficulties, we don't praise and worship God because we don't see His blessings. Psalm 134 redirects us to think differently about praise and blessing. This psalm speaks to us to praise God continuously, even in the midst of difficult situations, because of the blessing of faith by grace that we receive from God. Let's pray. O Lord our God, we offer to you our sacrifice of praise and worship all day and especially at night. You are our deliverer, provider, and sustainer. You are our joy and happiness in praise and worship. You are our helper in times of trouble. You are our refuge, the guardian of our lives. You are our redeemer, the forgiver of our sins. O Lord, our God, grant us the freedom to worship you in spirit and truth with all our heart, mind, and strength through faith and trust in Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, before we return to our different places, please guide, protect us, and cover us with your precious blood to keep us away from dangers and accidents. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Always check our hearts to be worthy to praise you. Strengthen and fortify our belief and faith in you, and continue to let us bear your name to others so that they too may be blessed because of your name. Bless our companions here in the church, even in our works. Grant them all our strength, all glory and honor and praise to you alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember that all blessings come from God, because everything is His. We don't rely on people to serve Him, and He doesn't need anything, as He Himself gives life, breath, and all things to everyone. He needs nothing because everything under heaven is His. God needs nothing. He is eternally blessed, and we should wholly depend on God. God bless everyone, and good day.